You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
As you get older, the things that get you excited are different than the things that did when you were younger. Going to bed early? Hell yeah. Getting clothes on your birthday or for Christmas? Awesome. Your tomato plants are thriving this year? Nice. Well, this week I discovered the ultimate adrenaline rush, and that is the bathroom remodel. That's right. I signed papers to have my bathroom completely gutted, down to the studs, and redone. New shower, new sink, new toilet, lighting, the whole shebang. And other than the fact that I'm spending more money on this one little room than I've spent on any vehicle I've ever owned, I'm so excited about this. Picking out all the fixtures and the flooring and the tiles. It's like custom building the ultimate gaming PC, only it costs 10 times as much money. Getting a whole new bathroom is the PlayStation midnight launch of home renovations. It's amazing. It's a lot of time and money just to have a really nice place to play Marvel Snap while I poop, but those are the perks of being an adult. So it might seem through the first couple of episodes of this show that I'm going to do nothing but give glowing impressions of games that I love. So far, I've talked about Disney's Dreamlight Valley and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, both of which I think are outstanding, and they're both on my short list for the best games of the year. But I promise that isn't on purpose, and eventually I'll get around to playing a game I don't like that much. Who knows? Maybe I'll play the New Horizon game. But this week isn't going to be the one to break that positivity streak, because I have been playing A Plague Tale Requiem, and I will be damned if it isn't also going to be fighting to be a part of that Game of the Year list in a couple of months. I was a big fan of the original game when it came out in 2019. Despite a few issues that I had with it, I found it to be a great stealth game set in the bleak but very interesting setting of 14th century France. The game followed siblings Amicia and Hugo de Rune, siblings of noble descent who are on the run from the French Inquisition, who are pursuing the pair to gain control of a deadly supernatural plague known as the Macula, which runs through Hugo's veins. This evil within him spreads sickness across the countryside and unleashes hordes of deadly, disgusting rats to devour everything in their path. If you haven't played that original game yet, it is fantastic, and I highly recommend it if you are thinking of jumping into this sequel. So this game picks up shortly after the events of that game, about 6 months, in which the siblings, along with their mother and the young alchemist friend Lucas, who you met in the first game, are traveling south in an effort to reach the group called the Order in hopes that they might be able to cure Hugo, whose illness has been lying dormant now for months. Obviously, that piece doesn't go according to plan, and before long, the streets are running black with waves of creepy-ass rats and guards looking to capture the youngsters. The game plays very similar to the first title, with the majority of the gameplay focused on stealth and sneaking past the guards and using light and fire to clear paths through the rodents. There are some light combat elements using Amicia's sling that you're going to be forced to use when you're spotted. But it's always a better idea to go to try and go unseen, as you might be able to take down like one guard if you catch him off guard. But you'll quickly become outmatched when reinforcements arrive. Each encounter is incredibly tense, knowing that you are so outpowered that I was gripping my controller tight with each terrifying moment. Like I said, the rats, they're only held back by fire, so you'll be using your sling as the primary tool to solve environmental puzzles needed to progress through the game. You will fling rocks to drop hanging pigs that are outside of a butcher shop, which then attracts the attention of the rats, clearing a path for you. You'll shoot flaming rocks to ignite torches, which will disperse the rats. And you can craft other tools and ammunition for your sling, like a powder that extinguishes flame. So if you snuff out a guard's torch as he is walking through a sea of rats, they will quickly and very gruesomely chew him to pieces, leaving nothing but a pile of bones. And when I say gruesome, I mean it. I have to say, if you are the kind of person who gets a little bit squeamish with gore and violence, tread carefully with this game. Not only is the sight of thousands of rats crawling over each other trying to get to you enough to give you a severe case of the heebie-jeebies, but there are some truly gnarly moments that might have you revisiting this morning's breakfast, like when you fall into a juicy pool of decomposing corpses and you have to wade your way out of the flesh and the guts. And yeah, maybe you want to save the charcuterie board for when you're playing a different game. One of the reasons that the violence is so unnerving is the game has some outstanding visuals. They are really well done, and there are some eye-popping moments. And not just in the moments when the rats are leaving bloody carnage in their wake, but there are some truly beautiful moments and stunning vistas that you'll come across. The attention to detail is astounding, and it's nearly at the levels seen in some of the premier Sony first-party titles like God of War or The Last of Us. It is really outstanding. One scene in particular features a swarm of thousands and thousands of rats chasing you through the streets of the city, destroying everything in their path, and the visual spectacle of this destruction left me stunned, and it would have felt right at home in a game like Uncharted. It was unbelievable. I'm only on chapter 5 of the game so far, so I'm somewhat early. I'm not sure exactly how long the total game is, but so far it's really checking all of the boxes for me for games that I love. It has a really interesting story. It's got a great, likable cast of characters, beautiful visuals, fun and really tense gameplay. And it's just a tight single-player experience without all the unnecessary filler that so many of these other, you know, quote unquote prestige games, you know, pile on just to try and justify their price tag and bump up that completion time. I'm super invested in the relationship between Hugo and Amicia, and I'll do a follow-up once I complete the game to see if they stick the landing. That's something that the first game maybe struggled with a little bit, didn't do it so well, but I am super optimistic so far and really loving my time with A Plague Tale Requiem. finally, this week, in case you didn't recognize that sexy, smooth voice featured in the show's intro, that is the one and only Canadian superstar, Justin Masson. I have known Justin for many years, and even though we've never had the privilege of meeting in person, I think of him as a friend, and he was very nice to do that bit of voice work for me for the new show. He actually did several different versions of it, and I promise one day I'm going to share some of those with you. The community of indie video game podcasts is a pretty small one, but just in case you aren't familiar with him, he's one of the members of the long-running podcast Nintendo Dads. Along with fellow dads Jesse, Tim, and Marty, they have been putting out a top-notch show for years. Justin is a proud dad, a proud Canadian, and according to his profile on NintendoDads.org, he's also an adult educator, which I'm not entirely sure what that is, but I think it means that he teaches social studies to porn stars. Like almost any other community out there, the world of content creators can be full of people who are only there to serve their own self-interests and who will crawl over others to make it to the top. But Justin is truly one of the good guys. He's honest, hardworking, and is willing to give you the shirt off of his back, even if that shirt is his favorite Pikachu tank top. Do me a favor, and if you don't already, go follow and subscribe to the Nintendo Dads podcast and support Justin and the guys. Thank you for listening to Midlife Side Quest. You can catch new episodes every Thursday wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And you can follow us on Twitter at MidlifeSQ. Also, don't forget, this coming Tuesday is Election Day. Make sure you take the time and get out there and vote. This is an incredibly important midterm election. So if you don't know who's running or where to go, go to vote411.org to find out all of the information. Until next week, stay positive and keep playing.